You're on Arts Lunch with Mark Daniel today. It's the new music show here on RTRFM, The Sound Alternative. We kicked off that bracket with the sounds of Braids. The Canadian experimental pop outfit have given us a new track called Evolution, coming off their album Euphoric Recall, which is set for release in April. Makesha out of Sydney with some beautiful R&B sounds in there as well on a tune called Scene. And right there, from the same part of the world, a really beautiful sounding track from Babatha, a track I've played a couple of times on my show across the last couple of weeks, from an album that's just released called Brighter Side of Blue. It's a tune called Only Fair, and I'm very excited to be joined by Babatha on the phone to chat about this wonderful album. Hi Babatha, how are you?
Hello, I'm very well, thanks.
Thanks for dialing in and chatting with me today. The album just dropped on Friday. How are you feeling now that it's out in the world?
Oh, it's such a relief. I didn't realize it takes so long for things to come out. But it's just so exciting. And we got to play a bunch of shows in Melbourne over the weekend. So it felt like a nice way to celebrate.
Nice. How long have you been working on the record?
We finished recording in late 2021. And then just the process of mixing and overdubbing just some final elements and then videos and all of that stuff. It all just takes so long and I didn't realise it's my first time trying to kind of do this stuff. And in my head I was like, yeah, we'll just record some songs, put them out in a month or so.
Yeah.
But I think, in light of COVID and lockdowns and everything, I think just anybody making music during that time was quite a feat. So, yeah, just super proud to have it out in the world now.
Yeah, congrats. How were the shows in Melbourne?
Yeah, they were so fun. My first time playing down there.
Oh, wow.
First show was at Federation Square, opening for King Stingray. So that was awesome.
That's incredible. That's that surprises me. I kind of think, especially from this side of the country, it just seems like, you know, city of Melbourne, it's only 10 hours away drive. You just go there all the time, play shows.
I know. Well, this year, hopefully, we've got plenty more in the works, so much more exciting. And hopefully venturing over to Perth for the first time.
That would be incredible.
Yeah, fingers crossed.
I hope that happens. So let's dive into chatting about you and this album. Like, so I came across your music, I think, only in the last year. So I'm pretty excited to have a full body of work to dive into and explore. And listening through it a couple of times from Friday, it's really beautiful and a really nice, like, you really well put together album. Had you written all these songs to be on an album, or are they just songs you've had for a long time?
We recorded the EP in, I think, 2019, and I just kept writing all the way up until we were recording the actual album. And I don't think I really had a solid plan of, like, what exactly I wanted to go on there. It wasn't this, very curated body of work, but it was just a nice way to be able to bring together all the songs and get the band to play them all live. And I was a bit nervous initially that some of the songs would feel a little bit out of place next to each other, but
yeah.
I feel like in hindsight, like it's working now, and it's kind of a nice snapshot of just all of the things that I was playing around with at the time, and kind of experimenting with different genres and just playing.
Yeah, cool. It seems so daunting for someone to put so much work into a thing. So it's nice to hear that it kind of just came together naturally.
Mm.
What was the
sorry, you go.
No, you please continue.
Oh, no, I think it was more just once you've got the time booked in at the studio, you just try and get as much done as possible. Obviously, like, one day in the future it would be so nice to almost like create a kind of concept album that has a bit more of an intent with, the beginning and middle and ending. But I think for this first time round, I really just wanted to get as many done as possible. And just stoked that we were able to get all of them on.
Yeah, nice. What was it like in the studio? How was that experience for you?
It was so fun. It was my first time in a proper studio. Some friends that were living down the road at the time had just built it. We were their first record to be the first album to be recorded there. So there was very high energy all around, and it's in a place called Balambi, so it's right next to the ocean. So it was beautiful to have a little lunch break and go for a swim, have some fish and chips, and just a really nice community around there, like lots of artists and makers, and so it just felt like a really good vibe the whole time.
Yeah, incredible. It's a really cathartic album. And that kind of alt country brand that you have is a big part of it. When did you kind of discover this sound, and how did you come to do alt country, I suppose?
I think because I grew up on a farm and listened to a lot of the old kind of country classics growing up, and then moving away when I was 18. I think I probably tried to distance myself as much from the country girl as much as possible. And then it wasn't until kind of my mid-20s where I was like, oh, like, don't worry about that. What are you trying to hide from? And tried to kind of look back a little bit at my upbringing and influences and just honour that a bit more, and just tried to, dive back in with a bit more of a loving approach, and just being in Sydney and so many incredible musicians around there. When I first started kind of going to gigs, there were a few bands I could see with a pedal steel in them, and I didn't even know what that instrument was, but I'd heard it in so much of the music that I grew up with, and it was so cool to finally see someone playing it. Like, it's such a crazy instrument. Play with your hands and your knees and your feet, and that I just wanted to make music with that instrument, and I just find it a very natural way of creating with just me and a guitar, and then invariably it just lends itself so well to a band in a live kind of context as well.
Yeah, incredible. And the album's out on Spunk Records.
Yes.
Which is kind of Australian royalty. It must be pretty awesome to be on a label like that for your first release, for any release.
Yeah, it's so nice. Just to be part of that Spunk family, they've got such a legacy of great artists coming out of here. So I feel very stoked to be on that bill.
Yeah. Babitha and your new album, Brighter Side of Blue. What's next for the album? More shows, more touring?
Yeah, so it's planning a tour in late March. Going to try and go to as many dates as possible. I know that flights are very expensive at the moment, so I think we're going to be road tripping, which will be fun. And yeah, just keen to get out and play.
Yeah, there's something about like a road trip and any kind of slight country music that just makes sense, doesn't it? You have to almost be in a car.
Exactly. Why not? And I love a road stop meat pie. So
yeah.
The best of both worlds.
Incredible. Hey, Babitha, thank you so much for chatting with me about this album. I'm going to play a couple of tracks. I'm going to play Ants and Lost in Days after it, because I love how they sit together on the record.
Great. Oh, thank you.
Do you want to talk about any of those tracks before we go?
I think, Lost in a Day, that's probably the most emotional song on the album. I think it's a bit of a tearjerker.
Yeah.
But I really wanted to get a lot of the piano sound into this album and do more of that in the future, and I'm so happy with how that one came out. And then Ants was experimenting a little bit more with vocal layering and just a bit of a different approach. So, I felt like sitting next to each other, they created this kind of strange reflective space in the album, which I really like.
Yeah, I love it too, which is why I'm going to play them back to back. Thank you so much for chatting with me today. Good luck with the tours.
Pleasure.
And looking forward to seeing you in WA one day soon.
One day. All right. See you.
Thanks, Babitha.